spreading the good news of Easter through songs and through our stories. Here's a salvation story from Shine.fm. I have the pleasure of sitting across from Brian, our ministry director. You're so full of wisdom and leadership for our team, but that all had to start somewhere. So when did you first learn about Jesus, or how did you learn about Jesus?
Sure. I'm actually the oldest of three boys. And when I was in kindergarten, you know how parents get invited to the school for parent-teacher conferences. Mm-hmm. And so my mom went to the very first parent-teacher conference because I was the oldest. She'd never been to one before. And they didn't talk about my schoolwork at all. my mom talked about how difficult her life was. My dad was an alcoholic and workaholic at the time. And she had three boys, 5, 3, and 1. Wow. So you can imagine the hectic life that she had. But she unloaded her life and problems on my kindergarten teacher. And my kindergarten teacher said something that probably would get a kindergarten teacher fired today. Mm. They said, do you ever think maybe Jesus could be the answer to all your problems? Well, that kindergarten teacher was also a pastor's wife.
Okay.
And my mom had the influence of a very godly grandmother in her life. Mm-hmm. Her parents, my grandfather claimed to be an atheist until he accepted Christ at 97 years old.
Wow.
And my grandmother, who was British, grew up under the, you know, the Church of England, which was very, for her, nothing, you know.
Okay.
So there wasn't much faith in their family growing up. But that following Sunday, mom took us three boys and we went to church, and that started her salvation journey through a crisis point with my dad. A couple years later, he chose Jesus over everything else in his life and kept our family together. And so from the age of 5, I've been in the church.
Okay.
It was 8 when there was just an evangelist that came to our church doing a revival, and I went forward and asked Jesus into my heart. And soon after, was in like a Bible study for kids. Aww. Where they taught us all about, you know, Jesus and what it means to live a Christian life. And I think for, you know, the growing up years into my teen years, it was, you know, riding the shirt tails really of my mother's relationship with Jesus. Even though that I'd accept him in my heart and he'd forgiven me, I had to make my faith my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the summer after I graduated from high school. I was at a conference in Washington, D.C. It was actually at the University of Maryland, and it was like a heat wave going on. And we were in an unair-conditioned basketball arena for this youth conference, and just sweat drenching off of everybody. But that moment where the speaker was talking about whatever you do in life, you can be a minister, and you don't have to necessarily be a pastor. You just need to dedicate your life completely to him. And so that was really when my faith became my own.
Yeah.
And also I told God I'll do whatever he wants me to do. And, you know, he didn't make that clear right away. He like revealed it in pieces, but for sure led me to where I am today. And my life is focused completely on serving him, living for him, and becoming more and more like Jesus every day.
So is there someone particular in your life who has influenced your faith, or maybe even now, like when your mom or somebody who's really spoken into that for you?
Yeah, you know, there are actually a lot of people, and I really believe this is true for anybody, which is why I think the local church is so important, especially as parents. We disciple our kids, but there are so many other people that speak into our kids' lives. And that was the case for me, that kindergarten teacher for sure.
Yeah.
My entire life, because we stayed connected.
Aww.
You know, until she passed away.
Mm.
And really just the influence of what I call the church grandmas.
Okay.
So these are the older ladies in church who just influenced you. They taught you Sunday school, or one of the dear, sweet ladies would actually babysit us from time to time, us boys. And I don't remember this, but I actually drew a little coloring card for her and gave it to her when I was a kid. And years later, when I was getting ready to go to the mission field, and she was 90 by this time, she reaches in her Bible, she pulls out that card, and she says, I want you to keep this one now.
Aww.
And let you know, just to let you know, remind you, put it in your Bible, remind you that I'm always praying for you.
Wow.
And then, of course, when we were away on the mission field, she passed away, but I still have that card.
Yeah.
You know, so those through life, there have been teachers, Sunday school teachers, there have been pastors who have spoken into me, and even just friends. So, and that continues, that never stops. We always need people around us that speak into our lives.
Mm-hmm. What do you do now to grow in your walk with God?
What do I do now? I tell you what, I'm a music-focused kind of guy, and so I listen to lots of music, but I'm also getting into His Word. I love to be a part of just discussions about things. Even though I had some theological training, I don't consider myself this super heady theologian kind of person. I'm a very practical individual, and so I love to have conversations with people that are also practical in their thinking and understanding of God. So, yeah, just conversations, music, scripture, for sure.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Bible verse that you've carried with you?
I do, yeah. Okay. So this is a verse that probably now 25 years I've been kind of like, and it's kind of a weird verse because it's in Habakkuk, which is okay. Like this little book towards the end of the Old Testament. But Habakkuk 1:5, and it says, "Look to the nations and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told." And that verse is really the prophet Habakkuk has cried out to God and said, "Hey, save us. This warring faction is going to take us over." And that's God's response. And so I live by that philosophy. We make plans for our lives and we think we have it all figured out. And God reminds us that He's going to do more than we could ever possibly imagine. And that verse is just a good reminder of that.
That's so good. So Easter is less than a week away.
Yeah.
What does Easter mean to you?
Easter is, boy, it's changed over the years. And one of the things that hasn't changed is definitely, you know, this is like the Super Bowl of following Jesus. This is like the big day of celebration and Super Bowl of the Christian holiday. Easter for me, church is always a part of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dressing up a little more than you normally do throughout the year, trying to get that Easter picture in if you can. But, you know, now that I'm not necessarily all near family like I used to be, because it used to be like a major, major family gathering. I thought my family was normal, that extended family, like all the siblings, all the cousins got together several times a year. And then I met people like, oh no, we never do that. But Easter was like, you know, especially when my great grandparents were alive, we would gather on their farm and big food, of course, and just being with family. So it's smaller today because I'm not near family and can't get to all my family. They're kind of spread out now, but celebration, Easter Sunday morning in church with family. I just love that part.
Yeah. So how does the victory that we have in Jesus and the victory that of Jesus over death in the grave, how does that influence the way you view trials in your life?
View trials. Wow. That's a good question. If it wasn't for the resurrection, none of this would mean anything, you know? And so this is it for us. So when I'm going through stuff, you know, life things that happen, I remember that He has paid the price for all of this. And it's almost out of not necessarily a sense of obligation, but a sense of stewardship and responsibility that I always look to what He has done. And whatever I'm facing is not near as tough as what He has already faced for us. And He did that willingly, so that we could live a different life, you know? So everything we face, which I know a lot of people face difficult situations, you know, we can look to Him and realize that he has felt pain and suffering beyond anything we could possibly ever endure here on earth.
Yeah. Hypothetically, you know, if you're speaking to someone who doesn't yet know Jesus, what's the cry of your heart to them?
When someone doesn't know Jesus, there is a hole inside of them, and they try to fill it with all kinds of things of this world. You know, that can be money, that can be possessions, that could be substances. And I will tell you that none of that satisfies. There's only one thing that will fill that space within you, and that is Jesus. And it's not just accepting Him and He forgives you. That's the first step in the process. But just living for Him every day. And life, you know, just because you accept Jesus doesn't mean life's going to be perfect, okay? and you're not going to have struggles and trials. But knowing, I honestly don't know how anyone could possibly face the things that life throws at them without Jesus in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You have a hope that is beyond understanding to the normal person. You have a joy in your life, a joy that is different from happiness, because happiness is just an emotion, but joy is this constant energy, if you will, in your life that you get from your relationship with Jesus. So if you have that hole in your life, give Jesus a try. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Brian, for sharing your story and everything else.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this salvation story on the Shine.fm podcast channel. If you want to know more about Jesus, we'd love to send you a resource from our friends at Bible League International. Just text the word TRUTH to our number 855-98-SHINE. If you'd like to get plugged into a church, visit the Faith tab at our website for a list of churches we've highlighted as a church of the week. Just go to shine.fm.